Please welcome Jean Melter.
And in honor of this occasion, I was going through our wedding photos, and I noticed that the photo of my father walking me in brought up a lot of emotion. So our wedding took place in my sister Marcia's backyard in Northridge, California, which is a suburb of LA. And it was a lovely homemade evening wedding with lots of family members pitching in to do all different stuff. And I stayed with my parents. I didn't live with them at that time. And I stayed with them during the week leading up to the wedding. And during that week, they were very tense. And they, about two things. One was they were worried about what Matt's family would think of our family. And the second thing was they were worried that this low-budget wedding, which was all they could afford, wouldn't be classy enough for Matt's parents, which was a silly worry because Matt's parents weren't the least bit snobbish or critical. So it was an unnecessary worry. And then, and by the way, Matt and I were 31 years old when we got married. We were grown-ass working adults, and we could have very well paid for our own wedding, but we didn't want to hurt my parents' pride. So we let them pay for it, and we let my mother have control of the whole thing, which is another story. So besides those concerns, my father was agitated about a few other things. And those things he didn't discuss with me directly, because that's the way we roll in our family a lot of the time. He ranted about them to a lot of other people who then shared them with me. So his three main complaints about the whole thing were, one, this wedding was not taking place in a Catholic church with a priest and a mass and all that. Two, Matt and I had gone to Europe together before the wedding, so we had traveled in sin. And three, Matt had not asked my father for my hand in marriage. On the afternoon of our wedding day, I was in my parents' home getting ready with the help of my sister Cecilia, other family members, most of them were over at Marcia's house getting things ready. And I wore a lovely antique dress that I got from a vintage shop, kind of Downton Abbey-ish, pale pink, and a wreath of silk flowers in my head. And I was getting ready, and I was in the bathroom, and my mother knocked on the door. And I opened the door, and she didn't say anything about how I looked. She just said, Cecilia and I have to go. Cecilia and I are going over to Marcia's now, and your father will drive you. And I said, Mom, how do I look? And she said, oh, because she forgot that she was supposed to care about those things. And she just wasn't your doting mother. And she said, oh, very pretty. And then I realized what she had just said. And I said, wait a minute. You mean I have to drive over to Marcia's with Dad by myself? And, you know, alone in the car with Dad for 5 miles? And so she understood all this. He was a difficult, sometimes volatile man, and I knew he'd been stewing for at least a week. So she thought about it, and she said, all right, Cecilia can stay here. I'll go by myself, and Cecilia can go with you and Dad. I was like, whew, boy, was I relieved. So I finished getting ready, and when I came out, and Dad was waiting for me in the living room, when I came out in my bride getup, he looked at me, and he said, beautiful, in a really sincere, kind way. And so I thought the 5 miles to Marcia's house would go fine. It would just be smooth sailing. So Cecilia and I get in the car with Dad. I'm in the front seat. Cecilia's in the back. We hadn't gone 3 blocks before he started in. But not on those topics that I mentioned. On completely surprising and new topics. So he started giving this angry lecture, and I'm not sure if he planned it or not, about what I should not do as a wife. For example, I should not nag Matt about his drinking. And if Matt were to come home with lipstick on his collar, I shouldn't give him a hard time about that. And this was very puzzling, as well as being upsetting, because Matt is a non-drinker, was and is, and my father knew that. And there was really no reason to believe Matt was going to cheat on me. So, okay, he was talking about himself. Well, the thing is, my mother, to the best of my knowledge, had never nagged him about his really excessive drinking and his outrageous flirtations with other women. I don't know if he cheated on her, but he certainly flirted on her. And she put up with that shit for 50 years without complaining. So what was he going on and on about? It was puzzling. Now, my sister Cecilia tried to rescue me at one point, and she leaned over the front seat and made a little joke. And he waved her off, almost hitting her, and said, "Why don't you drop dead?" And so we were both just silent, like we were 3 and 5 instead of 31 and 33. Because you're thinking, why are you not asserting yourself at all? You could have walked the 5 miles, but that's the way things were. So we continued in silence, listening to him rant. And by the time we got to my sister Marcia's house, I was quite shook up and just blinking back the tears, trying not to smear my makeup. And the ceremony was due to start soon after our arrival. And the plan was for my darling little niece, Katie, who was 6, to enter first, going from the house into the backyard, strewing rose petals along the way. And then her darling little brother, Max, who was 3, the ring bearer, would follow behind her. And then Dad and I would follow. So my nephew-in-law plays Here Comes the Bride on his portable keyboard, and we start our procession. And I've got my arm through Dad's arm, but there's no love passing between us at all. He's radiating rage, which you can still see in the photos. And I'm kind of cowering beside him, filled with anxiety. But about 50 feet away, I could see Matt standing there, smiling and handsome, wearing his 3-piece suit. And I think, I'm almost home free. It's just right there. And we're proceeding along slowly. And then Dad gets one of his ideas, an idea for a funny joke. And he bends over and he says to Max, "Don't step on the rose petals," which are, of course, all over the place. And so Max stops and he has no idea what he's supposed to do. And I bend over and I say to Max, it's okay, Max, you can step on the petals. And my father bends over and he says, "You better not." Now, which one of us do you think was scarier? And so we're just standing there, and the guests are kind of tittering a little bit. And then I bend over, and I put my hands on Max's shoulders, and I say, "Really, Max, it's okay. You can keep walking. Grampy was just kidding." And he understands that, and then we keep going. Well, the rest of the wedding went fine, and I do appreciate all the efforts of the family members who made it so beautiful. And I was so thrilled to be marrying Matt, and as I am still. But I never quite relaxed that day, so I wasn't quite able to enjoy that special day. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. And I'd like to say this to any bride. It really doesn't matter. It's just the one day. And I've now had 25 years of days with a wonderful man who's nothing like my father. Thank you.